Now, talking of mummies and daddies, here comes Roy Mallard, armed with his finest aeroplane impressions, as he boldly goes where other journalists would fear to wave the baby wipes in People Like Us.
There are times when this residential development on the outskirts of York has the feel of a dormitory estate, particularly at night, of course, when, and of course during the day, even more so. In fact, only really during the day, obviously, when it's full of, when there's no one sleeping here. Now, at 8:30 in the morning, you could be forgiven for thinking that everyone's left and gone to work. But I've come here today to meet Lynn Turner, who's already at work and who has one of the most complex, demanding and influential jobs that a person like us can have. Lynn is a mother and a woman. And she lives here, quite some way behind this door. There are small, neat front gardens, and behind them modern detached houses built in a style that in estate agents' terms would be described as lovely.
Just a minute!
10 years ago, if I'd been standing where I am now, it would have been an empty field. No, if I hadn't been standing here. There it is. Oh.
Hello.
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 It's Roy Mallard.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Will you just excuse me a minute? I'm in a bit of
Right, OK. I'll close the door, shall I?
Right. You're very brave.
Hello.
Sorry about this. We just had a bit of an accident on the train, haven't we?
Is he all right?
Oh, yes, he's okay, aren't you? He managed to get himself stuck in the cat flap, didn't you?
Oh, dear. How did he do that?
How?
Yes.
I suppose he was just trying to copy the cat.
Oh, I see, yes. He didn't make it.
No, the cat gets stuck in the cat flap, too.
Oh, right.
There's something wrong with the cat flap.
Right, right. Well,
David put it in.
Did he? Well,
yes, so this is Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Oh. And this is Rosie.
Hello, Rosie.
Oh, yes, and that's Heffalump.
Hello.
You'll see a lot of Heffalump. He goes everywhere with us.
Oh, good.
Do you want some coffee?
Yes, that would be lovely, thank you.
Lynn Turner is 33. She and her husband David have been married for a total of 8 years between them, obviously, but last year their lives were changed irrevocably by the arrival of Rosie and Ben, twins.
I need to think now. I really didn't want to stop working, and I made a point of staying on right up until the last possible moment. I wonder where I put the coffee.
What is the statutory minimum maternity leave?
It's the period of time that you're given off when you have a baby.
I see, yes. And how long is it?
Well, it's normally 14 weeks, but they don't do that.
Sorry.
No, Ben.
Oh, right.
After university, where she studied French in combination with other students, Lynn went to live and smoke in France for 3 years. She came back to England for a job in educational publishing, a career in which she carved out a reputation for herself as a high-flying aircraft.
They've been very good about it at work. Put it somewhere, I know I did. It might be in the toilet. They've effectively said they'll hold my job open for a year.
And is that because you've had more than the minimum number of children?
I don't think there is a minimum number of children.
Right.
What?
Well, I mean, surely one is the minimum.
Isn't that just in China?
Yes, that must be it, yes. So how old are you?
Oh, at least you found the phone, that's good. I must remember to put it back on its, you know, the, what's it called, the thingy.
Yes, so how old are they now?
They're both 11 months each.
Right.
Now I've got some coffee somewhere.
And how do you feel about the prospect of going back to work?
Well, I haven't told anyone officially yet, but I don't think I'm going to.
Really?
No.
So why is that?
Well, look at them, I couldn't. Actually, where is Ben?
I think he went in that cupboard.
Oh, they get everywhere now. What are you up to? Come on.
How long have they been crawling?
Since about 6:30 bloody six.
Really? Well, that is...
Oh, come on. That's a good boy. It's much nicer out here, isn't it?
Does he like dust?
Fascinated by it.
Yes, well, it is quite...
But look at them. I couldn't leave them. I feel too guilty. I remember walking around with a new jar in my hand recently, but then I think something...
Do you think that becoming a mother has... Oh, dear.
Oh, is the letter right? It's been doing that recently.
Has it?
Yes. That's what it's supposed to sound like in its spin cycle, according to David.
Oh, good. That's all right, then. So, do you think that becoming a mother has fundamentally changed you as a person, or are you...
Pardon?
Do you think that becoming a mother has fundamentally changed you as a person, or are you still essentially in yourself the same person you always were?
Do you like Barbara?
Lynn had already been up for almost 11 months before I arrived, but the first item in the itinerary of the day was a routine visit to the doctors. getting both twins dressed and into their cars, into a car, isn't as easy as it sounds.
We're going out, aren't we? Yes, that's right, we are. We're going to the doctor's, aren't we? Going to see the nice nurse.
Oh, good.
Do you remember her, do you? She's going to give us our vaccinations, isn't she?
Vaccinations?
Yes, it's there. Would you mind opening the gate for me?
Yes, of course. These vaccinations, are they...
No, Ben, don't wave Tommy Tippy around. It's full.
No, it isn't now, actually.
Oh, dear. Has Heffalump got wet? It's all right. It's all right, Rosie. Heffalump doesn't mind getting a bit wet.
Yes, he's quite lucky in that respect, isn't he? So, these vaccinations...
You don't have children, do you?
So far, we haven't, no.
What do you mean, we?
Well...
You're not, you know, married, are you?
Yes, I am, yeah. So, these vaccinations...
No, but really, I mean...
Yes, I am. These vaccinations, I mean, are they... I mean, do they involve any sort of...
Oh, God, what have I done with the car keys?
It's probably a question of some sort of sugar lump, is it? Oh, dear.
I hate this. I had them in my hand earlier.
Can you remember what you did with your hand?
Once Rosie and Ben were securely strapped into their child seats and Lynn had found the car keys in the fridge, we were on our way in less than 20 minutes. Conscious of her precious cargo in the back seat, Lynn set off quite cautiously through the winding roads and new roundabouts of the estate, until we got to the much faster dual carriageway, where she drove really very cautiously.
So how do they find travelling in the car?
Oh, they're not bad, really. What's the name?
Well, what's this?
Oh, that's just in case they need something to keep them amused.
Ah, so how does it...
Well, you just pull that.
Oh, I see, yes. Yes, that's very... I notice you've got three rear-view mirrors here, which you seem to be looking in for. Actually, is there a way of stopping this?
No, you just have to wait till it winds down, really.
Right, OK. Yes, I notice that you seem to be looking in the mirrors for quite a high proportion of the time available for looking.
Yes, it's really important for me to see what's going on with both of them in the back, as well as what's behind me on the road.
Yes. I suppose, in a way, it's still quite important to as well, though, isn't it, to retain sort of reasonable rough sort of some sort of sense of what's going on in front of you on the road as well.
Yes,
you know, like things like, well, buses.
Sorry.
It's okay. So, would you say that becoming a mother has fundamentally changed you? Or do you feel that, as a person, in the essence of your personal...
Look, they've both fallen asleep, look.
I'll look.
Hello, can I help you? Yes,
I've got an appointment with the practice nurse at 10:30. Mrs. Turner.
Yes, Mrs. Turner, if you'd like to...
It's all right, he's sort of with me.
Hello.
If you'd like to take a seat.
So is there a real nurse as well as a practice nurse?
No.
Right, good.
The Tadcaster Lane Health Centre serves a popular residential area. At least half the clients here this morning are mothers with young children. And about another half are children with older mothers.
They're very good here. There are lots of toys and things for children to do, aren't there, eh? We like it here, don't we?
Yeah.
So
these vaccinations, they're just routine, are they? Just sort of tiny harmless...
It's called MMR.
MMR?
Yes, measles, mumps and...
Rashes. Ringworm.
Rubella. Yes, that's it. Measles, mumps and rubella.
Right, I see. So it's three things at once.
Yes, that's right.
Right, that sounds quite sort of... it's not like three times more.
No, it's just one jab.
Jab?
Yes.
What you mean with a...
An injection, yes. Why?
Nothing. Just interested in the... Oh, look, here's a nice rabbit. Here, look, Ben. Oh, dear. Oh. Doesn't he like rabbits?
That's Rosie.
Oh, right.
And yes, she does like rabbits, but that's not a rabbit, it's a donkey. It's all right.
Hmm. Quite big ears for a donkey, isn't it?
It was nearly 11 o'clock before Lynn's appointment finally came up, but she managed to keep Ben and Rosie reasonably content by staging a musical love story featuring Heffalump and a smaller brown animal with some sort of nose and about average-sized ears.
Come on, then. Shall we go and see the nice nurse? Do you remember her? We like her, don't we? Are you coming in?
Me? I don't want to intrude.
It's okay. It's only a little injection.
I mean, I could look after the buggy in case it gets stolen, you know, or towed away.
Oh, no, really, don't be silly. No, really. It'd be good to have you there. They like you.
Okay.
Come on, then. Let's have you up here, shall we?
Presumably, the more people you have watching you when you're doing something like this, the harder it is to perform hypocritically.
Oh, no, it doesn't make any difference, as long as the parents don't mind.
All right, then.
There we are. I think you're happy enough there.
Look at your brother, Rosie. Look at Ben. What's he doing, eh?
Okay, we'll just get this ready.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you might want to just hold him gently if he needs it, although he looks a pretty brave little chap to me, don't you?
Right.
Would you be better sitting down?
Yes, please.
Okay, right. Let's just...
I think it looks quite a big needle for, you know, such a little leg.
Oh, yes, God. It's just a standard size, of course. Just a little prick as it goes in.
Okay, Ben, it's all right.
Good.
It's all right. Keep still.
Just a little bit more. Well done.
Oh, dear, look. Is that normal, do you think?
Have you never done that before?
I don't know. I only met him this morning.
After Rosie's vaccination, which apparently turned out to be every bit as uneventful as Ben's, everyone was keen to get on with the day. But the nurse insisted on 10 minutes quiet rest as a precaution against adverse reaction. So Lynn said she'd take the twins out for a bit of a walk and meet me later.
Oh, come on, Rosie. What time was fast? You like going in the trolley, don't you? You like sitting in the trolley. Look, Ben likes it. Look. Come on. Let's have you. Come on. What's the matter?
Since having children, shopping has taken on a new significance in Lynn's life. She and David try to plan carefully and do a big once-a-week shop once a week, but it's not always possible to foresee everything. And today, for instance, Lynn has discovered that she's run out of patience.
It's a major operation with these two.
Yes, it probably seems a lifetime ago when you could just pop into a shop for a tin of beans without thinking.
Beans?
Yes.
Why beans?
Sugar or...
Beans and sugar?
No, beans are just an example, really.
What are beans an example of? Oh, dear, I think somebody needs their nappy changing.
Really? How can you... Oh, yes.
Well, they've got a mother and baby's room here. Would you like to...
No, I think I'll probably just... Better if I...
No, you're welcome.
No, really, that's fine. I'll just be sort of out here.
Oh, well, look, if you're going to stay out here, would you mind just keeping an eye on this one for me?
This one?
Come on, then, you. And, we'll be a minute.
Right. Excellent. Look, here's Heffalump. He's green.
Oh, what a lovely smile.
Yes, nice, isn't it?
Oh, yes, what a lovely smile, isn't it?
Mm.
Yes, it is, yes. And how old are you?
About a year, I think.
About a year?
Yeah, or a bit less, maybe. Yeah.
And what's your name?
Rosie.
Rosie, eh? Well, there's a thing. Because I would have guessed you were a little boy, Rosie.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it's Ben. Her brother's just gone off into... His mother, I mean, it's just changing his sister's... His brother's... sister's nappy. Yeah. So I said I'd just sort of stand here, you know.
Who are you?
It's Roy Mallard, hello.
Don't you touch me.
People like us.
Right, that's it. I'm going to call somebody over.
Right. Oh, dear. No, don't do that. I mean, it's all right.
Don't touch that child.
Right, okay. Sorry. I was just trying to find a little heffalump.
Oh, dear. It won't open. The door just seems to just jam completely.
Yeah, perhaps it's stuck.
The shopping was finished in next to no time, but Lynn has arrived home to find that the day's allotment of practical challenges is far from fully dug over. The washing machine, so animated and full of life when we left it, was now ominously silent.
No, it just won't open.
The little red light's on, what does that mean, I wonder?
Oh, that's just for effect. It just goes on and off.
Oh, I see. That's clever.
Oh, dear, they're hungry.
Yes, I can imagine they are.
The last thing I needed. Come on, let's get you some lunch. Come on. You're welcome to have it if you want.
Thank you.
Come on.
All right. I wonder if it's set up for economy wash and these tiles and things are a bit too expensive for the... Here we are. Of course, it's a manual door release. I think I may have worked it out now.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Yeah, for some reason, all that's happened is...
What happened? Oh, my God, close it!
It won't close, that's the... That's
I thought
the...
it wouldn't open.
How does it close?
No, now, Ben, come on. No, don't be silly, come on. Come on! Rosie's a much better eater than he is.
Yes, she is, isn't she?
He likes to spit things out and spray it around everywhere. He thinks it's funny.
Yes, it isn't, though, is it?
Watching Lynn with Rosie and Ben at lunchtime was reminiscent of all those wildlife documentaries about the selfless devotion of a mother hen bird to her open-beaked chickens.
Look, come on, Ben. Come on, I haven't got time for this. For some reason, I certainly can't work out. He does respond much better to his father when it comes to eating.
Does he?
It may just be because he's a man.
Yeah.
Do you want to...
What?
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I'm not really sure whether I quite have the, you know, the right...
Look, at the moment, I try anything.
Well, pardon?
Here you are. Just get a good spoonful.
Okay. Oh, it's quite sort of runny, isn't it?
Actually, what he does like is if you pretend you're an aeroplane.
An aeroplane?
Yes, you know, coming down at him.
Right. What sort of aeroplane?
It doesn't matter what sort.
Right, okay.
He's not an aviation expert.
No, right, okay.
No, you have to make the noise. That's the whole point.
The noise?
Yes. What?
Well, it's just that I do need to know what sort of aeroplane it is, then.
Oh, okay. It's the sort of bloody aircraft that goes... Okay, it's that sort of aircraft.
All right. Single engine, then.
What?
Right, well, here I go.
Look, Ben, look. Open right. Great.
I'm sorry, I crashed.
It was only after Rosie and Ben had either eaten or in some other way used up their food and had been put down for their afternoon nap that Lynn and I finally had time to sit down and eat our own lunch in relative peace.
Do you think you're happier now than you were before you had children? Because one thing that I am really quite interested in is whether you feel that becoming a mother has fundamentally changed the person that you are, or whether you feel that in yourself you're very much...
Aren't you going to eat that?
Well, yes.
I thought you liked them. That's why I got them.
Oh, I do. Yes, they're lovely.
I thought you were beans mad.
Yes, I'm just letting them cool before I was just wondering, though, whether you felt that you've become in some ways a new person in the process of becoming a mother.
Is it because I burnt them?
No.
It's not easy, you know. There's a lot to think about. Wet newspaper all over the floor and everything.
Yes, no, of course. No, I mean, I like my beans nice and sort of flaky. It gives them a lot more... I just... curious to know, though, because it hasn't really emerged yet, whether in fact you feel that in becoming a mother you've actually...
I wonder who that can be.
Lynn's father, Alan, took early retirement from his job as a teacher after a long talk with his doctor, who had three children at the school, and he and his wife, Jocelyn, made a decision that they'd like to live within quarter of an hour's drive of their only daughter. And so, using Alan's lump sum together with some other savings they'd put by, they bought a car.
You'll have to be a bit careful, Dad. We've got newspaper down at the moment.
Oh, dear. What a scene of carnage.
Hello.
Oh, don't tell me. You're waiting for a part and it's being sent over from the Leeds depot.
No, I'm not.
Should be here by early afternoon.
No, I'm not.
And in the meantime, there's nothing you can do except sit down and eat a slap-up lunch.
Just beans.
Hello, Dad. This is Roy Mallard.
Never heard of you, sorry.
Well, that's okay.
Never even seen you around. Your mother's at the hairdresser's, so she told me to come round here.
Oh, that's nice.
Where I could park.
Right, I see.
It was ordained that I should bring you some carrot cake over.
Oh, no.
It's all right, I made a decision to pretend I've forgotten.
Do you want to see the children? They're asleep.
Yes, I thought I might watch the test match for a while if it's on.
In the afternoon, there was another expedition to be made.
There we are.
Yes, we're great winning games, aren't we? Yes, we like that, don't we? Yes, we do.
For much of her own childhood, Lynn suffered from a fear of water, something she traces back to a traumatic incident on holiday in which both her mother and father came close to drowning when they fell into Lake Windermere whilst arguing. Determined to give her own children a better start, she's discovered that her local recreation centre runs special mother and infant pool sessions twice a week.
Right, I think we're all ready. We might see some ducks in the park, mightn't we? Yes, and what do ducks go? Roy, what do ducks go?
Quack.
Yes, they go quack, 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 don't they?
Shall I open it? Would you like me to?
No, don't do anything. I'll do it on my own, really.
Okay.
I'll introduce you to Emma. See if she'll talk to you.
Thank you. It's going to be a bit like being in Baywatch, isn't it?
No. Emma, this is Roy Mallard.
Hello.
We don't allow any men into these sessions whatsoever.
No, of course not. It's a very good idea. I'm from the BBC.
Whilst Lynn took Rosie and Ben to join the bobbing gaggle of mothers, children and water wings in the pool, I had a chance to relax in Expressions, the recreation centre cafe area, where I met Sue, a fellow mother of Lynn's, with her one-year-old son, Thomas.
I don't really envy Lynn having twins.
Really?
This one's enough of a handful for me, aren't you? Yeah. No, I think she's got to learn to be quite tough just to get through from day to day.
Yeah, so do I.
But the thing is, she doesn't have any time now. Yes, who is it, Thomas? Who's that?
Yeah, so did you know Lynn before
He's
you...
He's giving put... you his brick.
Oh, thank you, yes. That's
You're very lucky. Doesn't do that to many people.
Yeah. Thank you. So, yeah, thank you. So did you know Lynn before she became a mother?
We actually met at antenatal classes.
Oh, I see, right. You were both feminists.
I suppose we are, in a way. Whatever that means these days.
Yeah, so do you think...
You've got to give it back now.
Well, oh, right, yes, sorry. There you are, thank you. Do you think that becoming a mother has fundamentally changed
Lynn?
He's
giving it to you back again now.
Yeah, thanks. Do you think that becoming a mother has fundamentally changed Lynn, or is she still essentially in herself, the same person you knew when you were both aunties?
Oh, dear.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
He does that when he gets overexcited.
Does he?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Actually, aren't they already a bit?
I got them wet at lunchtime, yes.
Right.
Rosie, we'll find him.
Can I hold anything?
No, I doubt it.
Like thousands of other women like her, Lynn can never leave her work at work, and never leave her home at home without taking her homework out to work at home with her. And now, for instance, as if the day hasn't been challenging enough already, on returning home, she's confronted with a new and unexpected crisis. Heffalump has gone missing.
He'll be here somewhere. He always is. And I'm sure Roy didn't mean to lose him.
Me?
He probably can't help it. Come on, let's get charge of the buggy.
I haven't seen him.
Come on, let's see you both down.
No, but...
Hello, love, you're back.
Mum, what are you doing here?
Well, your dad told me about the washing machine and so on, so we came back. I thought you might be glad of a bit of help.
Oh, Mum.
I've got a plumber here, so you can just relax and... Dear, what's happened to Rosie?
But, Mum, I phoned the manufacturer and they're coming tomorrow. It's under guarantee.
I got Gordon to come out. He's excellent.
But it's under guarantee.
What's happened to my Rosie?
Oh, we've lost Heffalump.
Oh, dear.
I gave him back.
Hello.
Oh, Mum, this is Roy Mallard.
Hello.
Come to me, love. Here. Now, don't worry about Heffalump. Is this something to do with him?
No, it isn't.
Oh, no, not you as well, Ben.
You're probably upset, too.
I think he's changing.
Oh, do you want me to?
No, Mum, no, thanks, but... That's okay. I'll do it.
So, what is it you've done to Heffalump?
Nothing, really.
Well, you had a laugh in the cafe. Rosie gave it to you.
I gave him back.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Come on, let's have some tea and then we'll all...
I kept giving him back.
I've made a bit of tea, love. I hope that's all right. I thought you might.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, well, I put some nice fresh newspaper down.
Oh, yes, that is nice. Yes.
I couldn't find the coffee anywhere, though, Lynn. Or tea.
Mum, you shouldn't have, honestly. Oh, is that...
I brought some carrot cake. Yes, love, I know how much the children love it.
Mum, it's lovely of you, but the thing is, we really...
You've met Gordon, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Hello, Gordon.
As I say, I couldn't find any coffee or tea, but luckily, Gordon seems to be quite okay with Bothwell.
Oh, it's Gramsci's turn. What's up with the little one?
She lost Heffalump.
Oh, hard luck, love.
She didn't lose it. It was... Oh, look. What's this under here? I wonder if it's... Oh.
What?
What's this?
Well, it's a brick.
I know it's a brick. It's Thomas's brick. What's it doing here?
I don't know that.
It was you that was playing with it in the cafe when I came up.
No. Well, I gave that back as well.
You must have taken Heffalump from Rosie.
No, I mean, yes, I did.
And given him to Thomas.
No.
And fobbed Rosie off with this useless piece of foam.
No, I... It really...
Oh, Rosie. Oh, come here.
But it wasn't like that. All I did was I just keep, giving things back. It was Thomas gave me Heffalump, and so I gave it back to him.
This is futile. The damage is done now.
No, but it was Thomas.
Oh, I see.
No, but it was. But he...
Blaming it on a child.
No, I'm not blaming Thomas. Rosie gave Heffalump to Thomas.
Oh, Rosie, now. I don't believe
it. No, but what happened was she gave Heffalump to Thomas, and he gave his brick to her, and so then they both each, they...
Have you got a moment, love? This could go on forever.
Yes. Do you realise the washing machine is under guarantee?
See, they gave them to me, each of them, and I just gave them back to whichever, whoever. It was them who swapped... before they gave them to me.
Look.
It's under what, look?
It was them, and
no, no, this is obviously embarrassing for you, and I can understand that, but it's happened.
No, it hasn't.
And I just haven't got time,
The thing now. Is, love, I was happy to come out for your mother, but I've another job to get to.
Are you sure you don't want me to change Ben for you, Lynn? And then you...
No, Mum, it's all right, thank you.
What's happened is, basically, one of your drum mountings has gone.
Come on, Ben, up on the table, here we go.
Now, normally, I'd have to order a complete new set from Lee's for this, and that could take days. So what I've done is, I've adapted one hand in the van off as a new set.
No, the thing is, you mustn't do anything to it, because if you do, it invalidates the warranty.
Oh, well, that's grand.
Gordon's the best there is, love. You've seen our shower.
Yes.
He's come out, specially.
I know that, Mum, and thank you very much, Gordon, but that isn't the point.
Come out here and spend hours drinking Bovril and listening to some bloody comedian rambling on about bricks.
No, but it's true.
Gordon.
Would you like some carrot cake?
No, thanks, Mrs. Taylor.
Look, I'm very grateful to everybody. I honestly am, but I'm just going to change Ben's nappy now, and I just need a bit of... Oh, crap.
you answer it, love. I'll change then.
Hello?
Ian, are you capable of holding Rosie for a minute?
You want to watch it? He doesn't give it to someone else or swap it for a brick.
Look, that's really...
Yeah. Come on, Ben. We'll soon have you smiling again, won't we?
Oh, no, David, but you were late back yesterday.
In Lynn's case, it just isn't possible to say at all whether becoming a mother has fundamentally changed her as a person, or whether she is, in fact, essentially the same person she always was. There are those who argue, as many feminists do, that if most men knew what was really involved in bringing up children, they'd never contemplate having wives in the first place.
Five-a-side football. David, you're not serious.
There we are. Off it comes. Now, that's better, isn't it?
My God.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you did need changing, didn't you?
Oh, God.
Could you just drop that into the bin for me?
I'm not sure I've got Rosie. And I mean, well, Gordon's got a boiler suit on.
Oh, thank you.
Well, if you were married, of course, this would be routine.
Oh, I am married.
No, that's not fair.
What do you mean?
God, he really is full of it, isn't he?
No, but I am. I think Rosie wants to go down.
Here we are. Nice new clean ones. Yes, that is something to smile about, isn't it?
I really do think she wants to go down.
Yes, you appreciate your grandmother, don't you, Ben? Even if nobody else does.
She's dribbling.
You need to cuddle her. All babies dribble.
Oh, yeah. But she's dribbling quite aggressively.
What do you think it's like?
Hello, Mr. Turner.
There's a hell of a lot of talking going on in here.
Well, there must be if it's woken you up. There we are. That's you done, isn't it? Yes.
I haven't been asleep. Oh, dear, what's up with young Ben?
Well, this is Rosie, actually.
Is it? Are you sure?
Yes, I am, yes.
Honestly, Alan, that is typical.
She's a good dribbler, then, isn't she?
Yes, isn't she?
You're much more interested in falling asleep in front of the cricket than you are in your own grandchildren.
I wasn't asleep, I just couldn't bear to watch.
We're on for the right stuff in this match, anyway.
You're right, Gordon.
I wanted children.
Anyway, young miss, what's all this wailing about, eh?
He has taken Heffalump and given him to some little boy.
No, I haven't. I didn't.
Oh, no, I'm not listening to all that again.
No, but...
You're not doing yourself any favours, you know.
You should be ashamed.
Here we go.
Not knowing which of your grandchildren is which.
Actually, it isn't all that, is it?
Don't you think you've made enough excuses already?
Pardon?
I am not overreacting.
I tell you this, it's a good job someone round here cares about these children, I'll tell you that.
I see no one's eaten your carrot cake, then.
Yes.
What did you say?
Right, well, that's fine. Bye.
I wouldn't mind some carrot cake. It looks absolutely,
What did you say?
Absolutely full of carrots.
Right, that's it. Out!
If it's true that we are but poor players who strut and fret our lives upon this stage, then there are perhaps few roles that demand more fretwork or bigger struts than that of mother. Today, women are increasingly encouraged to have it all. Career, children, clothes, but for most women, both on the ground and elsewhere, the reality involves genuine, difficult choices. It's easy to forget that well over half of us are women, and in a world where most of us like to think we're indispensable, but few of us are, it's perhaps worth trying to imagine just what a world without any mothers would be like.
Mum, they're my children.
Well, thank you for all your, for the... And I'm sorry about, although I didn't, it wasn't my...
Go away.
Right. Thank you.
Roy Mallard would like to give a special thank you to Chris Langham, and also to Matilda Ziegler, Sue Johnston, Geoffrey Whitehead, Peter Gunn, Linda Poland, Tracy Ann Oberman, Rachel Atkins, Samson, Edward and Georgia. The programme was written by John Morton and produced by Paul Schlesinger.
Off he goes to buy himself a slice of carrot cake. Well, I should think next week's little journalistic adventure will be a doddle after that, when Roy finds out all about the daily life of the bank manager.